Are we... We need to unmute the...
Showing you here?
No. The red one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Call the meeting to order at 6:30. Start with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Dave. Glenn?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
Oh, Brenda? Not here yet. Nikki?
Excused.
Susie?
Excused.
Tiffany?
Here.
I saw somebody moving in the back. King Cove,
yeah,
I thought
that's what
maybe
I thought
it was her. Okay. We have a quorum. Others in attendance standpoint. We'll start here. Say your name.
Oscar Ruth.
Dave Joyner.
Hillary Seifert.
Dave Wilson.
We also have Mr. Seifert and Jade at the table. Have false pass. Others in attendance? Anybody else there? Hearing none. Cole Bay. Others in attendance?
Just myself. We have 5 days a week exercise groups, and so they're all in becoming healthy.
Excellent. Akatan? Do we have Akatan? Who's the bottom one, right?
That's Sandpoint School.
Yeah. Sandpoint School? Anybody else in attendance up there? King Cole? Others in attendance?
Oh, Brenda's calling. Hold on.
Brenda?
Hello. You want to be on speakerphone with us? Conference room locked. Okay, I'll put you on speaker.
Thank
you.
We saw you. We were wondering if that was you.
Oh, dear. I know it's all locked up in there, so I can't get in there. And the girl who let me in came in and grabbed something and left.
Okay. All right. Moving on to approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second. There's a motion by Hillary, second by Arlene, to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to new business, the FY16 AEBSD scholarships. And Jade, you want to just talk about what you sent us really quick?
I sent you 20 applicants this year. They're all complete, and... Any questions?
Yeah. Did everybody get a chance to review it at all today?
I
did. Yeah. Yep. Now we're able to open the... Right. Okay. Oh, good. I'll make a motion to accept all 20 applicants for the district scholarships and divide the money evenly.
Second.
Motion by Hillary, second by Glenn to... Divide the money equally between the 20 applicants. Is there any discussion?
This is Brenda. I would just like to say congratulations to all those 20 that applied and turned in all that information that they needed to. If you will recall back just a few years ago, we were having kids, a lot of young people, not just the kids that were graduating, but a lot of young people who were turning in applications and packets that were incomplete, and to see them rise up to the success that they're at now, to have 20 full scholarships, I think is just a...
Thank you, Brenda. Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Epstein.
Brenda?
Yes.
And Tiffany.
Yes. Motion carries. I never even caught that.
right? I think lucky you. Lucky we have Brenda.
I was thinking, oh boy, what's going to happen? She called him, so.
Just so, congratulations to the scholarship recipients. Would the board like me to read them just for the record?
You want to wait till graduation?
We'll wait till graduation. Okay. So, for future, do we want to keep doing it the way we've always done it? We're getting a larger and larger pool of applicants. Do we want to make it tougher, or do we want to just keep it the way it is and see the size of the scholarships? I mean, because just by nature of the applicant pool, if we keep getting more and more, the scholarships are going to get smaller and smaller.
Well, I think it's only fair to go and keep it open, and for students who go and apply, we should just... Maybe we could see if we could do some kind of scholarship fundraiser or something just for the district to go and try to help our scholarships to be bigger.
Yeah, and then if you had some more in your pool, you could have a tier one and tier two, like a tier that continuing students that are in college, and then another tier for your graduating seniors. Because they always need a little more help just to get started, where the other people, they all need help, but you could maybe...
Does the borough make scholarships too separate?
They just give us money.
I think a kid that turns in comes from them. I think any kid that turns in a completed application
should have it.
Mm-hmm. I think the way we've been doing it is fair. Instead of trying to figure out, you know, different amounts of money or anything, I just say evenly across the board. And maybe there is once a year we could do like a scholarship drive or something like. They used to make a lot of money when they did something to raise money for Ducks Unlimited. Make some more, maybe you could add something, I don't know. Try to think of ways to make money.
Or ask the borough for some more money for the scholarship. Brenda?
What about if we send letters to all the entities in the community and ask if they could, you know, even if they gave $500?
I think everybody gives their own, though, pretty much. So.
I just let the borough know that we're doing a good job.
But I think, like what Glenn was suggesting, asking the borough for more money, I think you look at, here, we've got 20 people applying, and I think that number is only going to grow larger because there's a lot of people that are going, the younger people with younger children are moving to Anchorage. They're going to school. I mean, look at, there's people graduating out there right and left. So, you know, I think that is an option to come to the district, you know, this coming year. Their budget is being revised with the intent on looking at future applicants who are going to be going on to colleges and trade schools.
Okay, we want to continue to encourage them to apply and to go to school.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. We can have it as a future discussion to look at whether we want to look at fundraising or talking to the borough or doing something. I like the whole like June Nelson thing. I like their event. I think it's nice.
They do that auction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of talented people in our district. Mm-hmm. You know.
You know, look at King Cole. We have our Eddie Mack Memorial Scholarship Fund, and we usually raise about $18,000 to $20,000 every year just for mm-hmm. King Cole applicants. So you know, that's something that, you know, Soundpoint could be looking at and doing is. It's an event like that would raise money just additionally for the Soundpoint kids.
Hillary and I will do that. We'll do that in the fall. Because okay. We've been a part of that one over there, seen what they do. So we'll... Are you on board with that? 50%? Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah. Sure.
Where would we have that?
Where? We'll figure that out.
We always had ours in the gym, the barbecue, and the big Eddie Mack Memorial Scholarship fundraiser.
Yeah, that's probably.
And you know, also we also have the Fireman Scholarship here. The department raises money throughout the year, and they give scholarships to the kids that are graduating high school only, and that's usually about $1,000.
But the first night of that is in the bar. Where all the prizes, and the second day, Brenda, is the fireman's barbecue, isn't it? With the raffle tickets, is that right?
No, that's the big potluck and barbecue, and they have the raffle tickets for up to goodness, I think, didn't we have 50 basket things or 50
we did,
things
yeah.
for our auction last year? And, yeah, they raised about $18,900 last year for that
we'll
one
do
event.
Some version of that here.
Cool. Alrighty, moving on. Personnel, new hires.
Yeah, we have one new hire, preschool position, Sarah Cummings.
And then Melinda.
And then Melinda for the librarian, Melinda Johnson.
So, presented new hires, Sarah Cummings for Sandpoint Preschool and Melinda Johnson for Sandpoint Librarian. What are the wishes of the board?
I'll move to accept.
I'll second.
Second by Glenn. No, moved by Glenn. Second by Hillary. Sorry. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes. Motion carries. Moving on, resignations. We have a letter received by email today from Ms. Herndon. Is that it?
That's it.
What are the wishes of the board?
Who is that from?
Miss Herndon. She's
Jeannie
been
Herndon.
Aiding. She's been aiding with Amy.
Mm-hmm, sped aid.
Yeah, she's been a sped aid, and the email said she does not want to be completely removed from the classroom, but and would like to be on the substitute list. But she's working on another educational opportunity.
Oh, okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation.
Second. Moved by Hillary, second by Arlene. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to board member comments. Any comments? Any comments, Brenda? Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, no, there are ones I probably can't say on here, so I'll say them later.
All right. That brings us to adjournment. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Glenn, second by Arlene. Is there any opposition? Hearing none, we are adjourned at 6:42.
Can I grab your phone?
Yeah. Okay, Brenda.
Thank you.
Brenda, stay on the line. Can I grab your phone?
Yeah.
Brenda, can you hear me?